Back-to-back calls in Las Vegas. First one is Dan, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Hi. Been listening, and just a lot of good subjects. You've been crossing over. I had something I wanted to run by.
Sure.
I'm not Catholic, but in looking at the original sin, the Catholic Church believes in the original sin.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So that means that when Adam sinned is when death entered his veins, and because death entered in is why he died.
Yes, and it's the reason why human nature fell, and the nature that he then communicated to his children is communicated in that fallen state.
Right, and so everybody in the world has the blood of Adam. And that is why people die. Is that correct?
It's not just the blood of Adam, it's the nature of Adam. Because it's not just the blood of it. In fact, that wouldn't even make sense. It's not the blood of Adam that fell, it's the nature of Adam that fell. His intellect was darkened, his will was weakened. Hence the nature fell, not just the blood. But go ahead, you have a point about the blood?
The blood. We are saved by the blood of Christ. And there was, forever and ever, there was a ongoing dispute as to where the blood came from. Mm-hmm. In the Bible, God always ran the bloodline through the men. But here a while back, it's been, I forget how many years now, during the OJ trial, they came up with a discovery of DNA.
Uh-huh.
Discovery of DNA eliminates the possibility of any blood coming from the mother. And so this strengthens Calvary. Because Jesus did not have an earthly father. He had the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary.
I got you, Dan. I think I know. Let me jump in for sake of time. Dan, you're operating on, unfortunately, your first premise is a popular myth. The fact is our blood doesn't come from our mother or our father. In fact, DNA is and the blood is unique to the individual person. It doesn't come from the father or from the mother. That's simply a biological fact. So that the whole premise here, you know, I recommend just check out any biology textbook. You know, you can get a high school level or college level biology textbook. That's a popular myth. You'll see it out there on the internet that the blood somehow comes from the father, but it's actually a myth. The child generates his or her own blood supply, early on. And certainly DNA is involved in that. But the idea that the blood comes from the father is unfortunately a popular myth. So it's not. So just to follow up with that, Jesus wasn't free from original sin because he had no father. That's not the reason at all. He's free from original sin because he is by nature God. Because his human nature is, we say, it's the hypostatic union, is hypostatically joined to the divine person. It is impossible to attribute sin to a divine person. Thus, he is free from original sin. It's impossible for Jesus to have sin. That would, you'd say God has sin. Can't do it.